Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. Incidentally, I'll wear anything. I've never been to New Zealand. All right. So coming back to the subject, it's about Iran, these large-scale demonstrations in Iran, which appear to be spontaneous. Again, the government will say, oh, it's outsiders. So governments always try and delegitimize things like this by saying it's orchestrated from abroad. They're just Zionist students and things like that. So this is fairly serious unrest. It's in early days now. It might end quite soon. It's very difficult to predict. It makes me cast my mind back 2 years when someone I knew in the Foreign Office said the Foreign Office of the United Kingdom gave a 50% chance that there'd be a revolution in Iran that year. The theocrats would be out, secularists would be in, you know, liberals, socialists, conservatives in the non-religious sense, and so on. But anyway, but that didn't transpire. And then I thought the chance of revolution, say, in 2024 dropped much lower, like 10%, things like that. But it's rising. How high it is, I just don't want to put a number on it. Now, this could peter out quite quickly. I could get a lot more serious. But, you know, since the noughties, there have been large-scale demonstrations, and the government has eventually been able to contain them with excessive use of force, with killing people, usually in the dozens, not in the hundreds. After the 2010, was it, or 2009, the disputed election, and every few years there's been something like this one. But the government now is particularly vulnerable because it's failed in its chief duty, which is to defend the country. And that's why Israel's able to fly over Iran with impunity and bomb them and strike targets. It obviously hired Iranian agents to fire drones and things like that. So the government is feeling very weak, but also the Persian rial is at its lowest ever level. The sanctions are really hurting, and there's no sign of them loosening. So there was a bank holiday proclaimed yesterday and a bid by the government to stop the unrest and things like that. And so this is going since Sunday, starting in Tehran, spreading to the minor cities. And the government says that one member of the Basiji, which is this pro-government militia, was killed by rioters and so on. A number of police officers have been injured. Now, I don't want police officers to be injured or members of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. I mean, I'm not a pacifist, but anyway, I'm not going to say anything which would encourage violence at either side. So that's it. Well, I wish the Iranians were free, could say what they wanted, could have real elections. Yes, they do have elections, but all the candidates vetted by the Council of Guardians. Now, I know there's a spectrum of opinion within the government, within the Majlis, but that's within certain parameters. They can't go too far. I read Jack Straw's fascinating book about Iran. He's the former British Foreign Secretary, and he said that it's very difficult to get a decision out of the Iranian government because there really are factions and there are fierce arguments about things, and you think you have a decision, that's overturned, and that's overturned again because there's a power struggle within the regime. And some are liberalizers and some are reactionaries, and there are a few shades in between. But they do agree on some things, that the non-recognition of Israel, that they do want to have civilian nuclear power and things like that. People have been trying to break into administration buildings and things like that. Security forces have shot at demonstrators, or whether they be rioters, depends who you speak to, really. So, yeah, the tumble of the Iranian rial against the US dollar has made life very difficult. So the president, Masoud Pezeshkian, has even got so far to say that they will give in to the legitimate concerns of the masses. It shows that the government is scared. People are chanting against the government and so on. I don't know if it's because they want the Shah back, but the government has failed at many levels and, of course, enriched itself because people connect to the government and the government controlling the oil and gas industry. They live it up. They go to expensive boarding school in the United Kingdom. They can evade sanctions where life for ordinary people gets worse and so on. And people are driven into drug addiction. A lot of heroin produced in Afghanistan is trafficked across Iran through Turkey into Europe. But there are drug addicts in Iran, and obviously those caught smuggling drugs are hanged. They do so out of desperation. That's why they traffic drugs, because there's a lot of real poverty in Iran. But Iran is a big country, like 90 million people. It's very big in areas, about 1 million square kilometers. So there's quite a lot of variety in Iran. Even Tehran is a huge city. It's something like 14 million people. There's variety within that. And so there are people who are Religious reactionaries up to people who are absolutely atheists, but they dare not say that. And that's why one thing about the hijab rule, that poor woman beaten to death just not wearing her hijab. And that's why the government has tacitly decided on non-enforcement. They dare not tell people to do it. An Iranian woman and a daughter spoke to me about flying back from the United Kingdom to Iran. They're British citizens and not wearing them at the airport. And then one of the officials politely telling them to do so. But yeah. You wouldn't have dared go out as a woman without one maybe 10 years ago, but increasingly they are getting away with breaking the rules. And the mullahs don't want to be identified; they're detested by lots of people. But it varies according to region, and deeper in the countryside are older people. They're more traditionalists who are more likely to support the regime. But even if you support the regime, it has failed to deliver on economic growth or even economic stability. It's not even stagnated; it's declined sharply. Is finding the sanctions increasingly difficult to beat. Having this alliance with Russia is not working for Iran. Now their ally in Syria was overthrown over a year ago. They do at least have decent relations with Iraq. The Houthi rebels, their allies in Yemen, are not doing very well. They have at least re-established relations, diplomatic relations with Saudi Arabia. But yeah, a lot of people executed, probably on spurious charges of being Mossad agents. So it's an easy way to delegitimize dissidents, brand them traitors on the side of Mossad. And there's no thing such thing as a fair trial. They might not get a defense counsel, might be in camera, rushed through in just a few minutes, a death sentence. So it's horrific, it's barbaric. And not doing the executions in public so much for fear that the sympathy of the crowd will be on that side of the condemned. So goodness, that is Iran. And appealing to religiosity is not working so much. It's a more secular generation. And even those who are sincere Shia Muslims see this as really exploiting religion to try and prop up a government which has, no other crutch to stand on. So it'd be wonderful to see a free and democratic Iran. People could say what they want, do what they want, eat and drink what they want, wear what they want, go where they want, and so on. That men and women could mingle on the basis of complete equality. And it's true that women can pursue any educational course and any career, right? But they're out of the levers of power. Definitely the husband by law has control over a woman and things like that. And women cannot wear what they want in the same way that men can. Iran has allowed women's sports since 2001. All right. So what do you think? What do you think is going to happen? I mean, I don't think it's likely. I don't think it's particularly unlikely. Hazard a guess, maybe 25% chance, but it could go either way from now. Well, they say that they're feebler than ever insofar as they've been defeated very easily by Israel. Israeli jets flew over them with impunity. The air defense is just not working. And economically, people are suffering and they're furious and they're lashing out. They want drastic measures to improve things. If they overthrew the government, if they ended even civilian nuclear power, if all sanctions were lifted, that'd be a big fillip to the economy. Right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Did it PayPal, George Callan, 790@gmail.com. Goodbye.